I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Workers at a food co-op in Lebanon, New Hampshire, are deciding whether to join a union. The vote caps a year of tension between staff and management there. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, not every worker believes a union is the way to go.
Secret ballots were marked in the conference room of the Lebanon store, the only one of three locations operated by the Hanover Cooperative Society to hold a union vote. Karen Giacconi, who works in the deli, has been a leader in the campaign to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 1459.
We have to be heard as employees, which really is not happening now.
Giacconi says she was fired by the co-op last month after a testy meeting with supervisors. The co-op says she resigned. She was later reinstated. She says a union will prevent arbitrary treatment of employees and give them more power to negotiate wages and benefits. But a staffer in the floral department, Cindy Balzotti, vehemently disagrees.
I'm not saying that I am against unions where unions are needed. I don't feel like in this particular co-op a union is needed.
Balzotti says the Lebanon co-op already offers adequate wages and good benefits, including merit pay. She feels she has the ear of her supervisor whenever she needs it. But Joel Nelson, an organizer with the UFCW, says other employees are much less satisfied about the way their bosses treat them.
Over the last several years here, management has affected benefits and working conditions in a way that benefits the co-op and the bottom line and not necessarily the workers.
Nelson led a successful union drive at the Brattleboro Co-op. Alan Reitz, spokesman for the Hanover Cooperative Society, says employees in Lebanon have a right to make this decision on their own and that management has not taken a stand either way.
And I think that yes or no, we want to make sure that there's a healing process involved here. That's very, very important. And that we have a very strong opinion on.
Whatever the result, Reed says hard work will be necessary to bring management and workers closer together. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.